This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
giddy up, let's go, 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 go.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Kevin Flynn. We're going to check in shortly here with Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies. He's a Texas-based senior national security fellow there. He has spent a lot of time on the border. I spent several days with him down on the border when we were exchanging notes about what we were seeing happening. And, of course, that pales in comparison to what's happened the last number of years under the Biden administration. And he's written books called Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History, and America's Covert Border War, the Untold Story of the nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. That doesn't get talked about a lot, Kevin. I think we just see a sea of humanity down there and say, oh boy, this is going to be tough on cities, this is going to be tough on public services, but do we realize that there is a jihadist element to this as well, an infiltration of what's going on?
I do.
I know you do.
I just hit the ammo sale. I do. Many of us do. If I put a big bowl of M&Ms out there, but I put two of them in there that are full of fentanyl or cyanide, are you going to eat any of them?
My answer would be no. My answer would be
not.
No. This is not real difficult.
But don't worry, Mayorkas will eat a handful out of that. Apparently, first one in the room, he'll grab a handful of those M&Ms and he'll eat them all. But he won't because he knows better. But he doesn't care. He's not eating the M&Ms. He's not dealing with this. This is the plan. These are the dreamers, my friend. The dreamers are here to dream. Len, you look at the streets of El Paso right now. That looks like a nightmare to me. But go for it.
I just don't, there's so much about this border crisis that is not being adequately covered by the majority of the media. Some don't cover it at all. And those that do cover it, I don't think spend enough time talking about the element that is coming in. I mean, stat of the day, El Salvador's murder rate is down 57%.
Yeah. Right.
That's the statistic. Why? How many thugs from El Salvador have come in that have left their crime way of life in El Salvador and now have come into the United States of America? You think they're going to transform into Boy Scouts once they get here? Everything will be fine? Nothing to see here? Nothing to worry about?
Well, earlier last hour, Scott, you brought that up when it came to El Salvador. So you know what I did? I went and searched a few other countries that we're getting people from. Where's the big one? Where's the big one that's closing down prisons?
There's Venezuela.
Let's go there.
Yeah.
In 2022, there were nearly 40.4 homicides per 100,000 inhabitants in the country, down from a homicide rate of 40% a year earlier. So their drive, the homicide rate in Venezuela has been decreasing for some time. They're shipping their criminals out.
Say that again. Homicide
rate has been going down in the, let's see, it was since 2027 when it peaked, the homicide rate in Venezuela has been decreasing year after year. All we've got it up to is 2022. But again, they've been releasing, you know, it's kicking criminals out. And
I'd also like to know, when is the last time Venezuela's crime rate dropped? Right? They're shipping their bad guys out, but the previous 10 years, has it dropped ever?
Yeah, good point.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is the consequence here. And we could go right down the list. Honduras, you know, Guatemala, all of these cut in Mexico. What's Mexico's crime rate doing?
And Venezuela was the, in 2014, 90 violent deaths reported, basically the most dangerous nation in Latin America. And, you know, they filled up their prisons. Their prisons were overflowing. Our borders were thrown open. And, hey, get out. Go there.
We're trying to connect with Todd Bensman, who evidently doesn't have the best cell signal where he's at right now. He spent a lot of time down there at the border. And, again, I would really recommend, if you want to understand the situation, both of his books are really good. Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. I'd add a subtitle to Todd's book, Overrun, and maybe that could be, and the mainstream media ignored it, because that's obviously what they're doing. But Todd Bensman's not ignoring it, and he joins us now on our Newsmaker line. Todd,
hey, how you doing?
How goes the battle?
It's good. I'm back from the border and trying to recuperate. So, you know, and write and still producing from the trip.
What kind of toll does that take when you're down there?
What's that?
What kind of a toll does it take when you're down there?
Oh, I mean, it's pretty rugged when, I mean, really the big issue is you're running around a lot out and it's hot all the time. And, you know, you're sweating, you're usually hungry and thirsty, and it never ends, really. I mean, you have to really pull the plug and say, I have to sleep, you know. So, and then, you know, everybody's wanting to do media interviews, and there's communications problems and scheduling problems and all that. It's a stress. I think I picked up some crud down there, so I'm a little bit sick.
Oh, no fun. What do you most want people to know about what you're seeing there?
Well, the current situation is that we seem to be in a little bit of a lull in terms of total numbers crossing illegally through the between the ports of entry. The Biden administration and Democrats more generally are taking a big victory lap that, you know, their plan worked. But really, it's too early. It's like, you know, when George W. Bush had his press conference on the aircraft carrier deck and declared victory in Iraq. There's a lot more to come here. This thing is not over by a long shot. The strategy that they put in place, Title 8 expedited removal, you can Google that. And you know, with certain bells and whistles and kind of policy tweaks, is what they're hoping to apply now to immigrants to, you know, deter them from coming over the border illegally, but also to make them sort of incentivized to get these entry permits that they're handing out by the thousands and tens of thousands on the other side. And so you can't see what's happening, but, you know, there are, for every, you know, 10,000 that you don't see or decline that are not coming through the, you know, illegally, they're being given these humanitarian permits, and they're coming through the ports of entry. You just can't see it. You know, on my way back out on, you know, the day before yesterday, losing track of the days here, but There was probably 100-yard line of people that got these permits and were on the bridge, the pedestrian bridge. I walked past them and I videotaped them and said, "Where are you from? And, you know, are you doing CBP-1? That's what it's called." "Yes, yes." They're from all over the place. And those people are coming in just the same as if they would have had they come in illegally, but we're just counting them in a different way. So just as many people are coming in. And then the other thing is that has quite a long line to it, and I anticipate huge numbers, swells of people in the next weeks will figure out the loopholes in the new plan and just come over illegally anyway. They'll get in faster. They do that. So this thing is not over. This is kind of George Bush up at aircraft carrier deck after the invasion, the initial invasion.
Well, it also seems like a way to say one thing over here and then do another thing over there if they're being given these entry permits and then they're counted differently.
I
want to understand that better after a short break here, Todd. Hang tight. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons have been doing what they do, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana since 1908. Legendary service for commercial and residential heating, cooling, and plumbing services all throughout the entire region. Commercial operations here in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Garrison, Newtown, and Minot, as well as Bismarck. So They're into the next 100 years to service all. H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908. Chat with Todd Bensman, Center for Immigration Studies, who's been a regular at the border. He is the author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History, as well as America's Covert Border War, the untold story of the nation's battle to prevent jihadist infiltration. We were talking about these entry permits before the break. So is this like a fast pass at Disney, for crying out loud?
Yes, it is, except they're free. And you don't have to show ID, really, not real ID. But this has been going on for almost a year now, sort of out of public mind. I've written a bunch of stories about it. I've gotten into the inside of this program, and it is the central cornerstone of the post-42 Biden border. I mean, this is the, they've made this the central foundation. And what it is, you know, let's just say you're from Haiti. You come to the border. The administration does not want another big Haitian migrant camp kind of thing forming up with all the thousands of people camped out under a bridge somewhere, and the international media's hovering around with drones and that sort of thing is just terrible. And so they came up with a scheme to give them permits and kind of legalize them on the other side and then bring them through in a kind of legal, orderly way, the ports of entry into the country and release them. Maybe one day they'll apply for asylum, but it's a humanitarian permit. And it's renewable for 2 years, and they can keep just renewing it and renewing it until they kind of find some way to get regularized in the country later. They're giving out initially about 350,000 of those a year to just four nationalities, but they're not giving us the full numbers. You can't get the numbers. In fact, my organization has a lawsuit against the DHS over a Freedom of Information Act request where they're just kind of hiding the ball on how many they're actually giving out. They're giving these things out. It's all, you apply on a telephone app called CBP1, and then you wait, and then you get called for, and then they just bring you in. And that way you don't get counted as an illegal entry. You get counted under something else. And so every time you hear them say, wow, the numbers are down 90%, they're not telling you that the numbers are up 90% in this other category, right? So it's this stupid shell game that unfortunately works really well because there's complexity. Americans don't do well with complexity, and they take advantage of that. So the post-42 environment, they expanded the 340,000 to some huge other number that they won't say. And so you can see, because they want people to not cross illegally. That's their main thing. Do not cross illegally. We'll let you in this other way, freely.
Yeah, you're still crossing. You're still crossing. Yeah. You're just doing it under the auspices of an entry permit, which is a way to hand the illegal immigrant, a fast pass without the cost.
Something interesting that should be noted about this is that, you know, the last few months, Venezuelans and all sorts of different nationalities have just been abandoning this thing and pouring over the border illegally and getting in anyway, getting rewarded in anyway, because, again, you know, the administration just doesn't want them like in a big giant crowd on the border where with Fox News drones flying over it. So the line got so long for this thing on the Mexican side that, you know, tens of thousands just peeled off the back of the line and just came in illegally. And I anticipate that will happen again very shortly, even though they open the aperture quite a bit and they're letting a lot more people have these permits. But the more permits you give away, the more people come for them. And creates this line. They say there's somewhere on the order of 600,000 immigrants in Mexico waiting on this. And they will find the loopholes through the new border before too long and just peel off the back of the line is what I think is going to happen.
Wow. I want to ask you, about two other things, Todd, before we let you go. One, is there any expedited removals happening? Or is anybody being turned back at the border?
Everybody and anybody is asking that question. And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know. I would imagine that the administration would want to publicize the first ones. So, I mean, I would anticipate that we should see something from them saying, look, we did it. Look, here's all the people getting on an airplane. We're flying them back to Haiti or something. But we haven't seen that yet. It's only been, three or four days. And, the way the process works is you cross illegally and you claim asylum. So that puts the whole thing on ice right there. You can't expedite remove if somebody's saying, I want asylum. So they're saying we're going to fast. Yeah.
The other thing I want to ask you about is Dick Morris is saying the murder rate in El Salvador is down 57%. And you've obviously written about this infiltration of the worst of the worst criminals. I mean, can I deduce anything out of that other than the murder rate is down in El Salvador because the murderers are coming here?
Well, first of all, I mean, any stats that are being produced by the government of El Salvador is just going to have a big question mark on it for me, because I don't know how they're tallying that, American police departments fudge their numbers all the time. I sure as heck wouldn't expect anything less of the El Salvadoran government. But having said that, we do catch a lot of murderers coming out of there. The CBP has a press office that just is constantly running press releases about the murderers they caught from El Salvador, the gang members. And I mean, you can go to their website and just scroll through this, horror show of press releases of people that got caught, but 1.7 million got away into the interior. And you have to assume that a whole bunch of those people are criminals from other countries that got into the country. They're here, no doubt. I mean, look at the guy that did the massacre a week or two ago in Texas. He murdered a family of five Hondurans next door with an AR because they were mad he was firing it and keeping the baby awake. And he slaughtered all of them. That guy had been deported five different times.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. Todd, your work is great. We really appreciate what you're doing, what the Center for Immigration Studies is doing, and giving a story that folks are not getting anywhere else, unfortunately. And this entry permits is a prime example of that. Thanks for the time today. Rest up and get on back down to the border.
I'll be down. Thank you.
Take care. Todd Bensman, read his books, Overrun and America's Covert Border War, both great on what's happening right there at the border. Before our eyes. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The FBI responded to the scathing report by Special Counsel John Durham that found the Department of Justice and FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law when it launched the Trump-Russia investigation Crossfire Hurricane hoax. In a statement, the agency said dozens of corrective actions were done, Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
The same pattern. Create the lie. Big media runs with the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. When we try to tell the truth, they call us names. The one thing that is always proven right is we were right about it all along.
A fire roared through a hostel in New Zealand's capital of Wellington overnight, killing at least six people and forcing others to flee the four-story building in what a fire chief called this morning his worst nightmare. The hostel has 92 rooms. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, the place for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Pepperoni subs today. How's that sound?
Ooh.
Or meatballs.
That does sound good.
Doesn't it, though? At the 45th location of PetroServe USA. Tacos and chicken fettuccine, your choices in Yulin. Tater tot hot dish in Glendon. Swedish meatballs at MP Avenue. Downtown Fargo, fish and fries at 12th Avenue and I-29. Meatloaf or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Meatloaf in Harwood today. And hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Whole lot of great choices there. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Sergeant Betsy Bratner-Smith is back with us. She's spokesperson for the National Police Association. New data is out from the FBI, and it is alarming. Betsy, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, thanks so much for having me back during National Police Week.
Exactly why we wanted to have you on, because in addition to being National Police Week, every week is Back to Blue Week for us around here. But these new numbers are alarming. Tell us what is most troubling for you.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, we continue to talk about this for the last 3 years, that officer ambushes continue to rise, and the FBI comes out with annual statistics about how many police officers were killed in the line of duty. And, you know, we had 60 American law enforcement officers killed feloniously, in other words, murdered in the line of duty in 2022. And six of those officers were killed in absolutely unprovoked attacks. 12 of them were ambushed. And that trend continues. Violence against American law enforcement officers is up 52% this year as compared. So we have a lot of work to do, and we need the public's help and support.
What is a officer ambush?
Well, what that is, and we see this all the time, an officer goes to either an unrelated call and is attacked, and it's calls, very often simple calls. We've had officers killed in ambushes responding to minor traffic crashes, 911 hang-up calls, responding to fires, officers simply sitting in their patrol vehicles filling out a report. I could go on and on and on. And these many of these officers that are attacked and ambushed are not killed, you know, hundreds every year are attacked in ambushes. You know, something people don't really know, you know, we talk about officers killed in the line of duty. 60,000 American law enforcement officers are assaulted each year. That's just extraordinary.
Oh, it's heartbreaking is what it is. It's phenomenal. And the idea of a ambush, so, you know, is one of these scenarios you talked about, a call for service and somebody's intending to harm the officer when they arrive for the bogus call is about as despicable as you can get.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Four of the officers killed last year were either assisting or had encountered a motion to serve person. You know, we have this mental health crisis, and, you know, we hear from political leaders or activists that want to reimagine policing. Oh, if somebody's in a mental health crisis, we should send a social worker. But cops are getting hurt and dying dealing with these people. I also want people to know that eight of these murdered officers last year were killed by people who were, quote, unquote, unarmed. In other words, they were using only hands, fists, or feet. So an unarmed person can kill you, can kill a law enforcement officer, and yet we're often told that, you know, how bad American law enforcement is when we are forced to kill an unarmed person. Remember, every call a police officer goes to has at least one firearm involved in that call, and that's the one the police officer is wearing. We also have people killed, or I'm sorry, we have police officers killed by motor vehicles, and yet many police departments are doing away with allowing officers to use deadly force, in other words, use their firearms, against somebody who is trying to run them over. So a lot to think about as we read these reports. And then don't forget, we've already had 42 line of duty deaths already this year, and it's mid-May.
What is responsible for this? What's causing the spike in officers being killed by these criminal acts?
Well, it's the war on cops, and the war on cops was, of course, ushered in by Barack Obama in 2014, and with the case of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, who was justifiably shot by a law enforcement officer. Then we fast forward to 2020, and the death of George Floyd, and it became almost fashionable or encouraged to attack American law enforcement. We were told, the American public, that police are the bad guys, that police are the danger to our communities. In reality, we know that that's not true. But even Monday, the statement put out by President Joe Biden talking about police Memorial Day, which was, you know, the 15th, even he used that opportunity not particularly to talk about American law enforcement. He did for about 60 seconds. He went on to talk on and on and on about his gun control initiative. So the American law enforcement officer has been demonized, vilified, and politicized to the point where many officers are leaving, and those that stay very often get attacked.
Sad legacy of the Obama era, by the way, the war on cops.
Really?
Disgusting. What happened during that time, and as you say, the fallout from that continues today. Vast majority of our listeners are listening to this and they're heartsick about it. They can't believe the numbers, and they want to do something. What should they do?
Well, first and foremost, go to our website, nationalpolice.org, and see all the initiatives that we have trying to support the American law enforcement officer, and see what you want to get involved in there. You can also go to the Officer Down Memorial page, odmp.org, and just see, look at the faces of those police officers that are killed in the line of duty. Read their stories. Say a prayer for them and their families. And then locally, just every time you see a police officer, smile, wave. If you drive by one, if you're going into a sandwich shop and they're getting something to eat, just stop by their table and say thanks for what you do. Buy them a cup of coffee if you have the means to do so. See what kind of volunteer opportunities there are. See if you or organize a Thin Blue Line flag waving day, you know, on a corner of a busy intersection in your city. Just do everything you can to let those police officers locally know that you support them. And then nationally, go to nationalpolice.org and see what we're doing and see what you can do to help.
That public support means a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you. You know, I'm also a police trainer. My husband and I travel all around the nation and train police officers. And every smile, every wave, every kind word, every thank you means the world to those police officers. You know, I did this job for 29 years in the Chicago suburbs. And every time a citizen would come up and just say, you know what, Sergeant, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what your guys and gals do. I mean, it would make your whole week, sometimes your whole month, because we're at a point now where, again, we've been vilified, we've been demonized, and we're so incredibly shorthanded. So those cops you see out there, they're tired, they're beleaguered, and they're trying their damnedest to perform that mission that they signed up for, which is to keep the American public safe. They just want to do their job. So the more that you can thank them and support them, boy, the better it goes. And it assists not only their motivation to stay, but helps in their mental health as well.
Would you do what you did again today in Chicago, sign up to serve?
Oh, boy, I tell you, I get asked that a lot. This is all I ever wanted to do, was be a police officer. So I don't know what I would have done for a living otherwise. And I'll tell you what, and to anybody listening out there who is thinking about becoming a police officer, it was the greatest adventure of my lifetime. You never have the same day twice. You get to impact your community in a way that almost no other profession does. Having said that, I didn't encourage any of my four kids to become a cop. I did tell a couple of them, become firefighters. Everybody loves the firefighters. But it's a great job to be a cop.
is the industry able to recruit enough? I see this war on cops. I see the challenges, and I think, you know, who would, you know, decide that I'm going to do this? You have to have a special kind of person. What is the recruitment like these days?
It's we're having a difficult time around this nation recruiting police officers, especially in the more urban areas. The bluer a city is, the more difficult it is to recruit police officers. But we have a lot of extraordinary young people out there that want to do this job. The problem that we're seeing in a lot of areas is they're lowering the standards. I mean, this is what happened in Memphis when you saw those five police officers beat that young man to death. You know, you haven't heard a lot more about it because they were all of the same race. But several of those police officers were hired under reduced standards. We cannot let that happen in law enforcement. We absolutely have to recruit and hire the best. But we're seeing lowered standards, and we're having a difficult time. And you look at areas like my native Chicago, you know, they just installed a new mayor yesterday who compared the grief the family of a murdered Chicago police officer felt to the grief of a family of a little gangbanger that the police were forced to shoot when he tried to point a gun at them. So, you know, how difficult is it going to be to get Chicago police officers? I think extraordinarily difficult.
National Police Week, a good week to do a few of the things that Betsy suggested here. That is the least we can do for our
loss. I'm so triggered right now. Kidding.
Yeah.
Betsy, I love you. I love you. I don't know you, but I love you.
We appreciate what you guys do. All of the support that we can garner for law enforcement,
Amen.
The better.
Exactly. And that's what we're here to do. Sergeant Betsy Bradner-Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association, thank you for the time. Be safe on your travels.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Thank you guys for what you do. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it very much. All right. One final segment of What's on Your Mind Tuesday. Boatload of texts we haven't gotten to. We'll get a few of those in here before we're done on What's on Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more. all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguide.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguide.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguide.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tell you about some of the great deals waiting for you at MyPillow.com right now. The biggest bed sheet sale ever. We're talking Giza Dream Sheets as low as $29.98. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets. They are blowing these out $25 clearance priced right now. There's also all-season slippers at $25 and so much more. MyPillow sandals are $19.50. The MyPillow plush blanket is as low as $27.99. Don't forget the pet blanket at $19.99. A dog bed for the pets. Really nice. Really, really nice. One other thing I was going to tell you about, too, here. Oh, My Coffee. That's the thing I want to tell you about because they've got a new price on that. Up to 70% off with the promo code SCOTT. All these deals I'm telling you about, these prices come with the promo code SCOTT, okay? Promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call them at 800 866-506-9028. These are great gifts. Support Mike and his team at MyPillow. And they've got some incredible deals for you right now. So it's a good time to say, hey, I'm going to buy my next anniversary present, birthday present, graduation gift from MyPillow. Be a great idea. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Nice story that came in during the break from a listener. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
Yeah, it's not wanting to play for me.
Doesn't want to play for
you.
Doesn't
want to play for me. Let me try this. We'll try it again here. Here we go.
Hello, Scott. This is Mike in Perm. You know, about 20 years ago, I was on my way to work. I'll never forget this man. I was hit broadside by a vehicle that was running from a police officer.
Ooh.
But I was trapped in my car. I couldn't get out. The policeman came over, and he got me out of that car. If it hadn't been for him, I'd be dead. That guy saved my life. To this day, I don't know who this officer was. He was just there. And the guy pulled me out of that car because my seatbelt was jammed. I couldn't get it loose, and I could smell smoke.
Ooh, man.
And I was scared to death. This guy came over. He pulled open the driver's door, cut the seatbelt loose, and pulled me out of the car. He saved my life.
Wow. That is a great story.
And didn't think twice. And it wouldn't matter what your skin color was. And it doesn't matter. That's what they do.
I also like the fact he didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
He was just there. That's how law enforcement is.
Yes.
National Police Week through Saturday. So respect, honor, remember. And if you get a chance, let them know. A few texts we need to get in here before the show ends. Texter says, suppose there's a correlation between Venezuela, Guatemala, Honduras emptying out their prisons and crime and violence going down there while we see an influx of young men at the border and an increase of crime and violence here. I think it's fair to connect those dots. Yes. Yeah, I hear you. Another listener says, some people don't like Trump because of his tweeting, but how many past presidents said derogatory comments before there was the technology of tweeting?
Oh.
And we're just as guilty.
Oh, no doubt.
Also, Trump has been in the midst of the swamp and knows the inside workings of the swamp and who those people are. Trump isn't stupid, and I think he will be more presidential the second time around. Iron sharpens iron, and Trump loves this country more than he gets credit for. Biden certainly doesn't. He's proven that.
Mm-hmm.
Country needs another Teddy Roosevelt, only Trump speaks louder and carries a bigger stick. Go, Donnie, go! Yeah, you bet.
Oh, yeah. All true.
You've never heard of the Never Trumpets. I'm starting to the Never DeSanters. He's done good, but meaningless crap in Florida. Is Florida open carry yet? Did he beat Disney? All right. Down on DeSantis. We started the show with that question. Trump or DeSantis? Trump, by the way, hands down, about 4-1, won that battle. Another listener says, I find it hard to believe that anybody is getting through the border if Donald Trump built a wall. Nobody should be able to get through. Yeah, the wall
didn't build a wall.
He didn't. Well,
he got started on it.
Yeah, some parts of it were there, but yeah, you're exactly right.
Is that a shot? That sounds like a shot to me.
Oh, it's a shot, for sure. And
come on.
Trump himself,
come on.
Trump himself has talked about how he wasn't able to build the whole border. So I don't think anybody...
I love these people. A wall is, it's racist, or it's I don't know what it, well, look at the wall between Guatemala and Mexico, for crying out. I mean, do you have a door and a lock on your home? Do you have a door and lock on your business? Do you have any sort of, do you have a fence in your yard? I mean, come on. That's where we have to start with this border. We have to get back to building, get Tommy Fisher and everyone like him down there going 24/7 putting up that wall. Then we'll deal with the legislation and the laws and the changing and all the stuff that's going to take forever. Let's build the wall. We can start doing that right now. Control the flow. Get an idea. And we'll deal with the flood. Let's patch the dam first.
Ron DeSantis would be my choice, as this listener. Trump's policies were great, but he has too much baggage, no dignity, no sense of decency in his personal life. He's a total narcissist. DeSantis is much better spoken, a good conservative. As to the question of being a career politician, look at some of the world's most successful leaders. Winston Churchill.
You know, for that, I would ask that person, well, if he's the nominee, does he still get your vote? You know what I mean? If he wins the primary, he's the nominee.
Here's the question of the day.
You got to vote for him.
From another listener.
And I think he's going to win it.
Do you think Trump has a civil lawsuit case against Hillary and the FBI?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
It is.
That's worthy.
It's a great point. Fire that baby up. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.